The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to a special edition of the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I am super excited because joining us right now are the stars of the hit HGTV series, Flipper Flop Atlanta, Ken and Anita Corsini. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for asking.
So, you guys, you have your second season coming out. I know you have to be super stoked for that. I'm excited because I'm from Atlanta. So the fact that it's here in Atlanta and it's local and I see all the places that I grew up around, it's really amazing. So you guys have to be excited for it as well because you're from here too and it's your show.
Oh, we're so excited for the launch of season two because it's really a wow season. The transformations of these houses is unbelievable. The variety of neighborhoods we were in is great. So you see a ton of different types of architecture. We had a ton of fun filming it, and I think it captures that really well. So it's a great season. We don't want anyone to miss it.
Well, we agree with you, too. It is fun showcasing your hometown to the rest of the country. That's obviously very rewarding for us.
It's got to be. And I mean, like you said, you guys go all over the city and it's nice that you do that, that you don't just like focus in on one area because Atlanta is so diverse in terms of the culture and the, like you said, the architecture and everything that it's neat to, that you showcase everything and not just, you know, like one part.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it would be boring if you just saw the same type of house over and over again.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Who wants that? And I know you can't give a lot away in terms of the new season, because you want to be surprised, but do you have any other hints about it that you could maybe tell us about?
You can expect a lot of trash, really stinky smells.
Unfortunately, you don't smell through the radio, but you can trust us.
You can trust us that it was the worst. One made me so angry I had to go outside a couple times.
Oh, no.
So bad smelly.
I feel like this season, everything is just bigger, better, smellier.
Yeah.
Everything.
We pushed design a lot.
Yeah.
Also, we had a lot of different variety in terms of there's like a Victorian type house, a farmhouse, a lot of craftsman style homes. Gosh, there's just so much brick, you know, just your typical brick ranches. And
I mean, we really did cover a big geographic area. I mean, as far as Alpharetta and Milton and Woodstock. But then we did a bunch of in-town, east side, west side, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We went as far out as Conyers for one of the houses.
Oh, gosh,
oh my
that
God.
It's going to be amazing.
I mean, just all over Atlanta, which is really cool to experience all the different, you know, hot spots in Atlanta.
You can expect a home that looks almost like the set of Dallas, which is very unusual for a flipping set.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, not trying to toot our own horn. It really is good transformation. And if you are into seeing how this changed, you really don't want to miss it.
So do you have a favorite that you did that you can sort of hint at? I know, like I said, I keep saying it, but you can't give it away. But do you have a favorite?
I loved them all. I mean, it's like your children. You have to say, I really love them all the same. But the premiere episode by far is my favorite house.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. And you did something else special this season where you hid angel wings in every episode that viewers get to find, and you're honoring those affected by childhood cancer. That's pretty cool.
Yes, we definitely did that. Our son is a childhood cancer survivor. And I really, you know, we just wanted to honor those families, let them know that they're not alone, encourage them, the kids and the family. So it's all for them.
Yeah, I've been following your Instagram posts where you've been like putting them out. And I'm like, oh, those are so cool. Those are so neat. Because, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I,
it's really fun. They're all different. That's awesome. They're all different shapes and sizes, and they're all in different places, but they're always there.
Awesome. And, you know, you said it's a season of transformation for you guys. And it seems like Red Barn has transformed as well, because I've seen you guys sort of expanding out. Like I was driving home one day and I saw one of your signs in somebody's yard and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And you guys also recently moved offices too. You moved out of your Smyrna office into Woodstock, I think.
Well, we were in Woodstock before.
Okay.
We had a smaller office that we were leasing. And so we bought a really cool historic building smack in the middle of downtown Woodstock, and to accommodate, you know, the new agents that we've been adding. And it's, again, we love Woodstock because this is what kind of where we're from and where we live. And to have a, you know, a really cool historic house or office building right in the middle of downtown is just really cool.
I was gonna say, I saw pictures of it online, and it's absolutely beautiful inside. So I have to congratulate you on it, because it is just amazing.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate that.
So did you guys kind of like run into any difficulties this season with Atlanta's housing market? Because I know it's been super hot, at least in the first half of the year. Did you guys have trouble sort of like navigating that at all? Or because you're so good at what you do, you had no problems?
You know, we timed it really good. I mean, most of the houses, you know, we sold them from September to May.
Okay.
And so a lot of the stuff that we, you know, started last year, we sold the first half of this year. And it was a hot market. I'm not going to lie. When we were selling the inventory that we'd acquired last year, at the beginning of this year and in the show, there were a lot of times that we'd increase our asking price, you know,
over the course of
a couple months. Yeah, during the project, we saw what the market was doing. And there was even one where we jacked our house priced up by $100,000 like at the open house and got it because
wow,
was that hot.
Well, we looked at the comps and I told him, I was like, we gotta push this. I mean, if these are truly the comps, we can get the sales price. And he was like, that's way more than we were planning on. I was like, I realize that, but I think we asked it.
And yeah, we got
sure
it.
Sure enough, we got it.
We were getting it.
We probably had multiple offers on that house, truthfully.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's the worst anybody could say is no. I mean, all you can do is ask. So yeah, because I know around me, houses were going up and they were selling in like a week, and they were selling over asking. It was just insane. Like this summer, what was going on?
It's definite demand in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. The first half of the year was definitely hotter than the second half so far.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that. So what do you know, in terms of design, what do you think the next design trend is going to be?
I do like to push. So here's what's funny is I'm probably the least trendy person ever. Like I don't like anyone to tell me what to like and what not to like. So I don't, what's funny is people always say, you don't ever have that same. What I do see coming is a lot of mid-century type styles of furniture. I've actually noticed a lot of jewel tones in terms of paint colors, fabric colors, that look is really hot. It was very, very prominent at the tile show. And so I think some of that's going to be coming up. It might take a little while to drastically shift, but if I had to make a prediction, that would be Anita Corsini's prediction.
Okay. That's awesome. And do you have any advice to anybody that's maybe like watching your shows and seeing what you're doing and going, you know, hey, that's a really good idea. I could try that in my house. I mean, would you say to definitely stay more classic like you like to do, or maybe go more trendy?
Okay, so this is my answer to that. If it's your house and you're living in it, you do what you want. And don't worry about the trend. That's what I've always done. I mean, my house isn't necessarily, and you can't really even put it in one design style or one box. Because it's my house, so I can do what I want. Now, when you're flipping a house, the design needs to be a little bit more classic, a little bit more friendly to a wide audience, because you're trying to sell it to a wide audience. You know, if you did a whole house in green, and then you really limited your buyers.
Right.
So it kind of depends on the purpose of what you're doing your renovation for.
Okay. All right. That's good
advice. Who you're doing the renovation for. That's a better. Yeah,
there you go. Great advice, y'all. We should take it. So I'm going to kind of take a left turn, because I know you guys are big Georgia football fans. You're Georgia alumni, and they are playing this weekend.
Yes,
they're 5-0. They're 5-0,
yep.
Y'all.
I actually just bought 3 new Georgia shirts today.
Nice.
So do you predict that they're going to win this weekend? I mean, they're playing Vanderbilt, so.
I was going to say Middle Tennessee, I think. Yeah, I feel good about this weekend.
I'm gonna let Ken make those predictions.
Yeah, I feel good about this weekend.
Yeah.
We had a tough second half of the season. I still feel good about it. I mean, they're such a good team last year and this year. I still feel good. Now, can we go undefeated? We'll see. I don't know.
Sure,
that remains to be seen.
It was too emotional for me last season, so I'm trying to steady myself.
Yeah, last season we were at the SEC.
I was gonna say
last year we were what? We were at all three: SEC, Rose Bowl, and National Championship.
We got lucky,
and so we just keep going back to we were at the Rose Bowl, and that was fantastic.
Yeah,
we're just gonna just forget the National Championship.
That never happened. Yeah. That never happened, right?
It never happened. Yeah, I don't remember anything.
No, none of us were there. It never happened. Nobody saw it. It was fine. It's fine. Yeah,
it never happened. That's right. Exactly. We'll just pretend the season ended at the Rose Bowl.
There you go. Yeah, that was the national championship.
Pretty amazing.
That's right. Yeah.
But do you think that they'll be able to make it back this year?
Oh, Ken, that's a big question.
I absolutely think they can make it back this year. Yeah, I think they definitely have the talent to make it back.
Okay. All right. Crossing my fingers. We'll see. Because I know it was like really exciting around my office because, you know, everybody here is Georgia fans. So everybody was like super stoked for it. And people were trying to get tickets last minute. So, you know, when everything went down the way it did, it was super heartbreaking. But that time, at least, I know here in Atlanta, everybody was like, oh my God, yay, Georgia's going to the national championship game. And they were doing so well. So here's hoping that they can go back again because that was fun.
Yeah. And exact our revenge.
It was so fun.
Yes.
It was so
fun. So I know you guys are super busy, but I have to know, because this is our stock standard, we ask this to everybody, what is your favorite thing to do on your day off?
Ooh, I go to the gym.
She does that on her days on and off. It doesn't matter what she got going on, she's going to be at the gym.
I do. I love my gym. My friends are there, and I love driving my yellow SJ all around town. That's what I do for fun and visit with friends.
That's fun.
Yeah, but really, I mean, realistically, I love being with our kids. Our kids are at such a good age. I mean, our oldest is 11. Our younger twins are 8. And so, I mean, we have a pool, so we spend a lot of time at our pool.
Baseball games.
We go four-wheeling. Yeah, I mean, they're at such a good age to be with them, you know, that they're like little tag-along friends. And so,
yes.
Plus, the love going on Jeep rides. We took the Jeep out a ton this summer. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny. For just the stage of life that we're in right now, we just legitimately like being with our kids.
That's awesome. That's one of the best answers I've ever gotten. You know, just in terms of that, family time is probably the best time you could have. And gym time.
Oh, yeah. By far. I mean, every Friday night is homemade pizza and movies. It's, you know, and they live for that.
Yeah.
Simple things.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson to carry through later in life, too.
Yes, I totally agree, 100%.
The older you get, you realize how quickly life goes by. You see your kids growing up so stinking fast. It's like, we don't want to miss any of it.
I can understand that. I still have dinner every Friday night with my parents, so I completely agree and understand and think that's super cool that you guys do that.
I love that.
So, all right. Well, I just want to thank you guys so much for this. This was great. Good luck on the new season. I can't wait to watch it.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Catch Flip or Flop Atlanta Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on HGTV. So that does it for us. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun interviewing the Corsinis. And, well, stay tuned because more Rack Extras are coming your way. Till then, bye.